You know that feeling when a song comes on and it's so good that it feels like you're frozen in time? Well, that's what my podcast In My Tracks is all about. The songs that stopped me in my tracks. I'm your host, Jada Burt, and I have revealing conversations with musicians about their creative challenges, mental health struggles, and the economic realities they're facing as independent artists today. And you discover your new favorite songs. Tune into In My Tracks everywhere you listen to podcasts.
What is up, y'all? This is Scarlett, aka Scardi B, aka your resident emo historian. And join me as I unpack the history of Fall Out Boy and hip hop. Look, y'all, there is a lot to cover in this limited run podcast. So strap on in, cause sugar, we're going in. What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Scardi B, and welcome back to Sugar We're Going In, the only podcast about Fall Out Boy and hip hop, because it takes a very mentally ill person to put it together, and that's where I come in. Hi, y'all. I missed you so much. I've been taking a little summer vacay, but it hasn't really been a vacation. I've actually been on tour with my friends in Snack Time, who have been on tour with Portugal the Man. So we did a whole Northwest run for a couple weeks, but I'm back and I missed y'all so much, but I'm excited to jump right back in where we left off. The year is still 2008, so you haven't missed much. We're still in 2008, a very important year for just a lot of musical history. And although I want to be like, you know, near Ebershard, honestly, wasn't looking forward to this one. And no, we're not talking about hiatus. Unfortunately, we're talking about Tyga. Okay, so this is not going to be a funny episode. And if it is, it won't be a funny haha, but it'll be like a funny weird. So I'm sorry to kick it off with a very negative Nancy take. It is not like me. And I'm not being negative. I'm being extremely just, this is just information I'm giving you. So you might know Tyga, you know, before Rack City. There was Tyga from Coconut Juice, and that was released when he was signed to Decaydance, which he literally hinted at in the This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms Race mega mix.
Rich team, and your label family, you must have a team. Decaydance, preferably, that'd be next for me. The rest of me history.
Super subtle. But for real, like, Pete and Tyga were kind of acting like a big brother, like almost father figure due to some shenanigans, okay? Most notably, shenanigans were being when Tyga was apprehended and almost thrown in jail, question mark? Okay, it's ACAB forever up in this piece, but this story is funny as fuck to me. So off of trend.com back in the 21st of May, 2008, they go, Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson's newlywed bliss was shattered in the early hours of Monday morning by a shock police call. Wentz's pal, rapper Tyga, was caught driving the Fall Out Boy star's Mercedes and pulled over by Los Angeles police. And the authorities had to call the rocker to verify that his friend had permission to use the vehicle. Wentz goes, I get a call from LAPD and they were like, do you know someone who should be driving your Mercedes? And I was like, Tyga. And they were like, what's his real name? And this is Scardi now, because this is the funniest fucking thing that Pete could have ever said. He goes, I don't know. Tyga Main? Peter Lewis Kingston was the third. What the fuck? You almost got this man thrown in jail. Tyga wrote back. This is now Pete talking again. He wrote back and said, if I hadn't picked up my phone, they had him in handcuffs and were arresting him for having stolen the car. And Pete, this is now the trend.com, Pete, who had wed Simpson on Saturday, just a couple days before, admits that he wasn't thrilled to get the early morning call. He says sarcastically, yeah, your wife is pretty stoked to get that call at 3:45 a.m. Now, Tyga even commented on this incident in his song, Swagger Like Wentz, produced by Clinton Sparks.
Got swagger like Wentz. I'm in that black Benzie on this honeymoon.
The free album, get familiar.
Can't flick of this switch. I put on for the cadence. You just chillin' with
the... I had to listen, so now you had to as well. And honestly, listening to Swagger Like Wentz, it will probably be the best part of this episode. I will put it at the end, so you'll enjoy it then, in its entirety. But we ain't done, right? So in 2008, Tyga made full use of his access to folks on Decaydance and worked with our guy, Patrick Stump, on his debut album, No Introduction. This is an excerpt from an interview on July 30th of 2007, talking about the making of No Introduction. This was on Ice Cream Headaches off of Tyga's MySpace. Shout out to MySpace, but also shout out most of all to Ice Cream Headaches, our archive of all archives. So I'm going to read his answer exactly how he wrote it in caps lock and including typo. So he gets asked, what was it like working with Patrick Stump? Again, mind you, all caps. I'm reading exactly how he wrote it.
Working with the legend, he picks up fast on anything and his vibe, if great.
Patrick, your vibe, if so great. If so great, Tyga loved your vibe and how fast you picked up on everything. So great job. If great. The song you might know best off of No Introduction was Coconut Juice. And it went crazy. I remember hearing it everywhere. And it was the second lead single from the actual debut itself. Other genres that like Tyga and Patrick have worked on, the songs are called Super Size Me, Wow, with two W's at the end, and EST in parentheses, 80s Baby. Shout out to Pete Wentz for being in the video for Coconut Juice. You can look that up. And there's Pete in all his cameo glory. So I don't really have a lot of information on the actual workings or like interviews between them about working together, but it happened. And now from Coconut Juice to Rack City, Tyga's a person making music and doing things. But I do want to play Don't Regret It Now featuring Patrick, followed by Swagga Like Wentz because I keep my promises. And that's really all I have for you today. I'm so serious. I was like, I've been putting this episode out because it's like, we have to talk about it, but it's like my fucking show, but it's like, I don't really feel like talking about him, but there it is. Next episode, we talk about one of my favorite albums of all time, Gym Class Heroes, The Quilt, released in 2008. Finally, some fucking good music to talk about. So until then, check out Don't Regret It Now, followed by Swagga Like Wentz by Tyga. And for Sugar We're Going In, this is Scardi B, and the B stands for bye.
Regretted having your brother. Uh-huh. Would you forgive her and kiss her and tell her you love her? Uh-huh. Or would you press it? Cause being a only child could leave you feeling desperate, in need of attention every second. Uh-huh. But since you man of the house, you never get it. No. Pops left without a smile, but you never miss never him. Did. But when you reminisce it, you wish you had a father figure. At least weekends, man, pay a visit. Uh-huh. Oh, forget it. What about little Jason up in prison? Uh-huh. You think your 8-year-old had bad intentions? Uh-huh. Pulling the trigger, oh dad just probably killed him. Just wanted to protect moms from the brutal hittings. But he a kid, so it's that word again, tears. Moms won't even testify, I've got a husband. So we in for some years, don't even know what he did. But can't regret it now, cause it's too late.
Come to life in first class, six flight. Only send the lines and make your prayers rewind. Even dealing with electric, I think that he regrets it now. Heart in light, dying love. Everything looks better from above. The sea is getting old, but I call it finished love.
Best friends, one and only. Okay. Confidants who I trust, never phony. Nope. Just I and a young guy, I call my Brody. We was like age of five since he know me. But now it's like hazy skies in the morning. Wow. Waking up, police say he died, hollows pointing. Yeah. Damn, I can't believe you got why you want him. I needed him more than you. Now, what you lonely? Just two more months, man, we was good money. Yeah. Now he can't go to awards and meet stars. Nope. I'm all alone now, riding in luxury cars. Life's like a movie now, so I'm impressed. So I can chill with him again and feel real. I'd rather have him here than this rap deal. But he can't regret it now. Walking into that crowd, had his jewelry on, next thing, man, damn.
Come to life in first class, six flight. Only single lines and make your prayers rewind. Even dealing with electric.
To me, it's like tents on the P, and I'm always access granted. Bet he made pop star fiance's cool peep. The cadence. Take a look at this. You like what you see? Doesn't everybody? Shit. I ain't done. Like a man been on for a while. TMZ won't let him refresh. Shot of Mr. Childs. In the scope over there with some friends. Didn't want to sign him, so I P-signed them. Crush MM, crush all competition. Paper too thick, so the charge card in the slim. Calling up my cousin like, am I really buzzing? Who you know? Put an album out, indie, no budget. How do you flop with no paperwork? Months later, I'm on tour, girl screaming for my shirt. Now, how does this seem when this minor's major?